Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And the jackpot is a staggering $520 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? And we are playing with Jennifer this morning. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right. Are you smarter than Katie? $520. Please do not cheat. We can tell when you do. Katie's leaving the studio, and I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Let's see how you do versus how she does. You ready to play?
I am so ready.
Question one. March Madness is now over with the final ending last night in a nail biter between Florida and Houston. Florida won after staging a dramatic comeback with the score 65-63.
Wow.
The University of Florida's nickname are the what?
The Gators?
Question two. The Power Rangers are featured on a new episode of Hollywood Demons on Max. And one of the writers said that it was racist to make the black cast member the Black Ranger and the Asian cast member the Yellow Ranger. They said people talked about it back then, but the creators stuck with their decision. What was either the black or yellow Power Rangers character's name?
Oof. I don't know. Powerful. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
They were both named Powerful. Question three. Johnny Gaudreau was the NHL hockey player who tragically died while riding his bike in August. His widow shared on social media last night that she just had his baby, a baby boy who has his father's name as his middle name. He played for the Columbus Blue Jackets, which is in what state?
Ohio.
Question four, AMC has made some amazing shows and they hope their next one is going to be an anthology series they're calling The Great American Stories. It's going to be based on different classic American novels per season, with the first one being The Grapes of Wrath. Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? Was it Edgar Allan Poe, Ernest Hemingway, or John Steinbeck?
John Steinbeck.
Question five. We all know that eating a Western diet is very unhealthy, but now we know how quickly it becomes that way. Researchers took people who've never eaten American food and gave it to them, and within 2 weeks, they had a lower immune system, weight gain, joint pain, and so much more. If we gave it to them for 6 months, how many weeks is that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the beginning? Sorry.
If we gave it to them for 6 months, how many weeks is that?
And for how long did you say in the beginning, though? Sorry.
How many weeks is 6 months?
Oh, sorry. 2.5 months.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Okay. All right. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Jennifer, what are we doing today?
I am getting ready. I am. I'm a business owner, so I'm getting ready to go into the office.
You're a business owner. What business do you own? God, I hope it's Amazon.
I'm a caterer. I do paellas for a living.
You do what?
Paellas.
Paellas?
Oh,
those are delish.
Katie loves good seafood,
I
by the
do.
Way.
I do. How
Can
do we
you
get
make
some
us
of
one
that?
Over here? Do you have the big dish?
I do. My biggest pan holds about, it's for about 80 people.
Are you
okay,
Spanish?
That's too many people.
My great grandparents are Spanish, yes. And so I started this business about 3 years ago, and I love making them.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Listen, we would love
yes,
to
please.
Eat them.
Yes, please. Yes, please. All right. Well, give your business a shout out.
It's called Hooked on Paella.
Hooked on Paella. Oh, I love it. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, Katie, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
March Madness is now over. The final was last night. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay. It was a nail biter. Florida beat Houston in a dramatic comeback, 65-63.
Wow. I thought that was fun.
The last few seconds. The University of Florida's nickname is what?
The Gators.
They are the Gators. Yep. Question two, are you watching the show Hollywood Demons on Max?
No, but I should.
It's great.
Seems like something I would like.
It's just like really terrible people that have lived in Hollywood and stuff like that. And the last episode was about the Power Rangers. And one of the writers confirmed on the show, yeah, like there was racism, like making the black cast member, the black ranger, and the Asian cast member,
the yellow one. Yeah.
Like that was a decision that was made. And yeah, anyway. What was either the black or yellow Power Rangers characters' names?
Oh.
Either one.
Wow.
Chris.
No.
Kevin, what were they?
Zach and Trini. And Trini was the first Vietnamese actor.
Ever?
A Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
The only, actually, they haven't casted another Vietnamese American. Okay. Just saying.
Question three. Johnny Gaudreau, he was that NHL hockey player that tragically got killed when he was riding his bike with his brother in August. Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be in the wedding for their sister the very next day.
That's right.
His widow shared on social media that she just had his baby.
Oh, boy.
I know. But the baby has the middle name of his father and had the exact same birth weight and length as his father did at his birth.
Well, that's very sweet.
He played for the Columbus Blue Jackets. What state is that in?
Columbus?
Yeah.
Ohio.
Correct. Question four. This is going to make English teachers real excited. AMC is going to have a new anthology series they're calling The Great American Stories. Each season is going to be a classic American novel turned into a, one season film. I think that's going to be great. First one is going to be The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? Was it Edgar Allan Poe, Ernest Hemingway, or John Steinbeck?
John Steinbeck.
Yeah. John Steinbeck. Great book. Although his short story, The Pearl, I think is even better. Question five. We all know eating a Western diet, not good for you. But how quickly does it become not good for you? Researchers took people who've never eaten American food before.
Oh, boy.
Gave them nothing but American food for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they found that within those 2 weeks, all kinds of problems.
Imagine it made them sick.
Lower immune system, weight gain, joint pain, so much more. Oh, how are we even alive? It's crazy. If they gave it to them for 6 months, how many weeks would that be?
How many weeks would be in 6 months? 24.
Yeah. 24 weeks. All right. Jennifer, who owns Hooked on Paella, are you there?
I am.
Final score. You got 3. Katie got 4.
Oh.
The streak continues.
Woo-wee.
The streak continues. Unbelievable. We're going to have $20 that jackpot. $540 tomorrow morning. Jennifer, what is it that you want to tell us, though?
I am definitely not smarter than Katie today, but I will bring you a paella, Katie, one of these
days.
Oh,
my God. Dead serious. Please.
Why just Katie? Why not me and
because
Kevin?
Because she's the only one that deserves it.
All of us. Well,
it is a big pan. Yeah. Thank you so much. We would love that. You know what? Stay on hold. We'll get your information.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.